Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Yankee starting lineup.
Thank God Almighty.
Big O.T.
Something missing in my life.
And Corona. You ready?
Sure, why not?
Torres, the second baseman, 10-game hitting streak, leads off.
Judge,
the DH, bat second. Mm-hmm. Batting third, Willie Calhoun in left field. Mm-hmm. DJ LeMahieu at third base will bat fourth. Mm-hmm. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Isaiah, kind of, Falefa. First baseman, okay. Jake Bowers again. Mm-hmm. He'll bat sixth. Anthony Rizzo was out taking ground balls earlier. Anthony Volpe, who hit a home run yesterday, his eighth of the year. He has 24 ribbies, hitting 198. He plays shortstop, and he'll bat seventh. Batting eighth, the catcher, Kyle Higashioka, and Greg Allen in right field is going to bat ninth. Starting for the Yankees, Clark Schmidt, and for the Mariners, it's George Kirby. That's tonight's Yankees starting lineup, brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea is a proud supporter of the Michael K. Show and the official hot tea of the New York Yankees. And Corona, enjoy the finer life of sports. Corona, the official cerveza of Major League Baseball. All right, let's go back to the phones. What do you say?
Do it.
Let's go to PJ in Syracuse. PJ.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
I think we're burying the lead with this whole IHOP scandal here. Whether you want pancakes or eggs, if you're driving down the street and you see an IHOP and you have the urge to go inside, you need to check yourself because IHOP sucks.
No, you're wrong. That's such a bad take, PJ. IHOP does what it does, and it does it very well.
What is it? Are you like the president of Denny's or something?
No, back in the day when they would set, when they'd say, you know, unlimited pancakes or whatever. I haven't been there in forever, but they still do that. And then they bring you two, and then you wait and wait and wait, and you don't get any more pancakes. And then I was done.
So what are you, like 300 pounds? You want it like 800 pancakes?
No, when they say unlimited pancakes, I shouldn't even have to think about it. They just keep coming to the table.
Fair.
I'm going to move to pancakes, and you keep them coming.
It's fair. Yeah, like the unlimited shrimp.
I never experienced that problem.
Red Lobster.
I never experienced it.
But, I think it's a wonderful product they make. And whatever they make, it's all wonderful. I do have the pancakes. My go-to was usually the breakfast sampler, where you get the pancakes, you get the eggs, the sausage, the bacon, the whole enchilada there.
You know what? You know what? They don't do that well, Don. The bacon's not great.
And that's
not great bacon.
It's tough to mess bacon up, really.
No, you know what? It's thin. It's not top flight bacon, and that's why it's not the it's not IHOP, International House of Bacon. It's not. They don't advertise themselves as that.
Do you have?
Oh, here's a guy who met you at IHOP.
Oh, here
Greg
we go.
In New Jersey.
Oh,
Greg, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
He says he never called the show, and now you called the show. Welcome.
I am first time caller. Like I said, I felt like I had to call in after hearing today all the talk about IHOP. But just so you guys know, I did get pancakes today at the
There
at
you
IHOP.
Go.
Good for you.
You know why, Greg?
You are a real man.
Why, Michael?
You're normal.
Yeah. I'm like that
you're
freak.
You're a normal guy. I mean, you go to IHOP, you order pancakes.
I do agree with you, though, Mike, about, you know, you go to IHOP, you got to get pancakes. But hearing Peter's point, about, you know, you get a chicken sandwich at Burger King. I mean, I don't know. It kind of rubbed me the wrong way. But
there you go.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, it was great meeting Don today.
When you said hello to Don, did his mom chime in?
No, I didn't want to bother him. I saw he was there with his mom, and, you know, I wanted to make sure that he had his time with his mom, so I was there with my family. You know, we were just leaving, but, you know, wanted to say hi, listen to the show all the time.
You were very nice. And yeah. I'm glad your dad encouraged you to come over. It was very nice meeting you.
Wow, that's beautiful. You know,
it was.
I was sitting in a restaurant in the strange hotel that I stayed in, and I went upstairs at lunch the other day, and there was there was a woman, elderly woman, who I was sitting there reading my iPad, and she came over. She said, I know you're busy, and she sat down. She sat down at my table.
Wow,
I couldn't believe the chutzpah.
That's bold.
Wait. What do you mean?
I know you're busy. You look like you're busy, but I wanted to say hello. And she sat down and talked for like 5 minutes. And like, I'm going, I can't be rude, right?
Wow. You can't be rude, but she was rude to sit down. That's really, really, that's some gumption.
Absolutely stunned.
You know what it is?
And I was even more stunned when I walked into the restaurant in the hotel. This is not a lie. I'm not making it up. And I said to the guy, table for one. And he goes, we don't really do tables for one. I said, well, there's a lot of lonely people out there that don't eat, I guess. And the place was empty. He goes, we don't do tables for one. We only have tables for multiples of two. I said, well, all right. So give me a table for two. The second one's not showing up.
Have
you ever heard that? We don't do tables for one?
It was in Seattle. At the hotel?
At the hotel?
The hotel restaurant?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, that makes no sense.
No, the hotel restaurants have to do tables for one. Have to.
That's all I ever do. I mean, when you're out, sometimes we'll have a couple of people. 90% of the time, I have breakfast by myself.
75% of the times in my life, probably, when I've eaten a meal by myself out, it's at a hotel restaurant.
Of course.
That's where you're at the hotel. You go downstairs to have a bite to eat. This is insane. What are you, in Bizarro Land? What sort of hellhole is this?
And there's no mirror in front of the sinks.
Oh, there's so much wrong that's going on. You know what I hate about what the woman did to you, Michael? It's that it was the worst kind of gall. It was unmitigated gall. And that's the gall that bothers
me. And you know how I feel about the older people. I couldn't say anything because I felt awful if I did.
Oh, she was an elderly person.
Yeah, I said she was an older lady.
And what did she want to talk to you about, though? Just real quick, what did she want to talk about?
Her husband is a doctor who had come over and said hello, and he didn't sit. And then she wanted to give me a paper that he had written. And she insisted that I would read the paper.
Like a doctor's paper?
Like a medical,
like a journal?
Yes, medical paper
document
that he was publishing. And I,
it
was like 20 pages. I said, well, I don't have time right now. I'll try later on. She said, well, I want you to have it.
I think the appropriate thing to say would have been, lady, with all due respect, you seem lovely. There's not enough money in the world to make me read this. Are you kidding me?
I might read it on the plane tonight. Maybe it's something important.
You won't even understand it. No offense.
I'm very bright.
Not that bright. You're not. I mean, if he's a legitimate doctor, if he's a Don's urgent care doctor, and you look at it, it's a Domino's order, then you'll be able to read it. But if it's, in fact, medical science, you're not getting through three sentences.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you the next time we speak whether or not I got it.
All right, I look forward to it.
Let's put it this way. I promised her I'd read it. I'll give it a shot.
Well, that's very nice of you.
If it's gobbledygook, I won't. I'll stop.
I would have said, oh, ma'am, I probably won't get around to reading this, but I will use it as something to throw in the garbage can upstairs. I would have.
So you'd be rude to an older person.
I by the way, she's rude. She is either rude or off her rocker. Now, maybe we're willing to give her off her rocker. How old are we talking about?
No, I'm not giving her off the rocker.
How old?
I just couldn't. I mean, it does take a lot of gall to sit down at somebody's table.
And again, not mitigated gall.
On.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. better because it has to be. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Let's go to Bill in Martinsville. Bill.
Oh, hi, Michael, Don, and Peter. Thanks for taking my call. I have a kind of a different take on the whole breakfast debate, let's say. I live in Jersey, which is essentially the diner capital of the world. So I don't go to any of the chain restaurants for my breakfast. I've probably never had a bad breakfast at any diner I've ever been to here in Jersey. I kind of equate it to I would never order a pizza from Papa John's or Pizza Hut when I've got three pizza places in town here that are way better than those. So I kind of stick with the local stuff, so I don't understand or get why you guys are going to chain restaurants for your breakfast when you have all these diners.
That is a fair
question. John answers, okay, Bill? John might have a different reason. The only time I go to IHOP is with my kids. Kids love the whole idea of IHOP.
They do.
They just do.
Fair.
So that's why I go.
And
I don't know why Don went today with
me. No, I'm going to tell you why. Because the last time I took my mom out was at the Empress Diner in Fairlawn, which is a wonderful place, wonderful establishment. And I don't want to be redundant. And last night after Marco's baseball game, right, we went to the Somerset Diner.
Okay.
So I had been to a diner the night before. The last time I took my mom out was to a diner. I figured, like, something special. I'm a fan of IHOP. She hadn't been there in a long time.
And she likes it.
And she liked it.
Because there are some good diners in Jersey.
No, of course.
It's, it's like the diner capital of the
world. Listen, it is tremendous. That's Triangle Diner, said, Empress Diner, all great places in the town where my mom is in Hawthorne.
Let's go to good old Dino in South Plainfield.
What's Dino?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. You?
So good. Yourself?
Good. So, Don, I love you. If you had your own show, I'd listen to you all day. But I got a bone stick with you with this pitching stuff. Back in the days, they're going through 8-9 innings and they're throwing 50 miles an hour in the eighth. Yeah. I mean, that makes no sense because Tom Seaver was going 10 innings, one hitters. You going to tell me he's throwing 50 miles an hour in the 10th inning?
No, but when Walter Johnson's pitching 15 innings, what do you think he has in the 14th and 15th inning, honestly? But
didn't Sandy Koufax pitch 13, 14 innings, 12 innings, one hitters?
But not,
they all did that, Don. Not, but that's like saying Ted Williams, his only hits were after the 7th inning.
This is obviously a point I made on Han earlier today. I mean, it's a slight exaggeration, but you've got guys coming in the sixth inning pitching filthy sliders. These guys were throwing 200 pitches a game consistently. How much do they have in the latter innings? So Ruth's hitting home runs. I'm sure he's not facing bullpens. He's not facing guys. Walter Johnson threw 100 miles per hour. He's not throwing 100 miles per hour with filthy sliders in the 12th and 13th innings. She's not doing it.
Yeah, but these guys were trained different, though, Don. They might have been throwing hard that long. That's what they were used to doing.
But they also might have been cheating more because there was no rules to cheating. They could have been scuffing the ball all day long.
Well, there were
before
the rules.
Grimes.
After 1920, you couldn't throw a spitball. But, yeah, they were keeping an eye on it. But it's a lot different. The world's different. You know how hard it would be for those guys back in the day to hit now? Now, granted, listen, in this day and age, Ruth wouldn't be eating 15 hot dogs before a game. He'd be conditioned and all that. But, Michael, it was a different world. These guys didn't train during the offseason.
Yeah.
Totally they were selling insurance during the wintertime.
Yep. Pounding dogs, smoking heaters, drinking booze.
Right.
Prostitutes in the dugout. It was a wild time.
Oh, I don't know if it didn't go to that level.
Okay,
let's go to Lorenzo in Queens. Lorenzo.
Hey, Michael, how you doing? Big fan.
Good. Thank you. What's up?
I just want to point out that this older lady at the restaurant, she probably did you a favor since you set table for two and maybe they doubted you. So she made you look legit when she sat down.
It's a great point.
Oh, wow. Maybe she was catching wind that they were going to throw you out.
No. The guy ended up sitting me down. So, I mean, and she didn't stay for the whole meal. At that point, it would have gotten very uncomfortable. But she stayed for about a good 5 minutes.
That is,
didn't do me any favor. She wasn't like my mock date, so I can get like a second, get a table.
Yeah, this is you trying to be in the what they call the lane where you, with the people, the multiple people, like what Larry David did.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he picked up the prostitute to get to the Dodger game.
Classic.
HOV lanes.
Yeah.
Right.
High occupancy vehicle. John, Don couldn't come up with high occupancy or boutique.
I wouldn't have come up with high occupancy.
I'm afraid for him.
I wouldn't have remembered.
I'm afraid for Don.
No. Don, I'm with you.
Thank you.
I wouldn't remember high occupancy, but I'm not very bright.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Brian Hoke, who covers the Yankees for MLB.com, reporting that Giancarlo Stanton, Josh Donaldson, and Tommy Canley all on a plane headed to L.A. So they will rejoin the Yankees where their series starts against the Dodgers on Friday. And in all likelihood, all three of them will be activated. Now, on the Mets side, you know who's throwing out the first pitch today, guys?
I know, but I don't want to spoil it.
Give me a hint.
Jet.
Oh.
He's the good one.
He's a Jet.
Oh, what a nice clue.
He's the good one.
He's the good one. When I say the last name, one's not good.
Good and
one's
good.
The good one.
He's a Jet.
Yes.
But he's the good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Garrett Wilson.
There you go.
Yeah.
And apparently he's childhood friends.
There's something to be said. He grew up with Brett Beatty, and Brett Beatty is catching the pitch.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
That is nice.
I like it.
Do you know that Brett's father is taken very seriously and has their everyone around him must refer to him as the master?
I'm going to stop. Let's go to John in Iceland. John?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. John, how are you?
I'm good. Michael, you have a very... So
I can't hear you.
I'll tell you what is good. His phone line.
Yeah, that wasn't it.
Oops.
Let's go to Richard in Manhattan to restore...
All right, yeah.
Richard, go.
Michael, Don, Peter, did you see the back of the Daily News, the judge jumping up for the catch?
Okay.
Oh, it's a beautiful... It looks like he's 4 feet off the ground.
He wasn't.
But it looks it. Don, with all due respect to your father, he was wrong about Joe.
He was.
And he was wrong about Ali Sherman. Ali Sherman was a great. You know, it's funny, Don, you were on Ty and and Alan Hahn show, and you mentioned Willie Mays.
Yes.
And then on Michael's show, you mentioned Don Hahn. And those were the two center fielders in that 73 World Series.
That is weird, right? Yeah.
I didn't know if you knew that.
Yes.
You know, Don, as far as Dallas in Game 6, I've never seen a home team play that bad in any sport in a Game 6 closeout game like the Dallas Stars did in that game. That was terrible.
Awful. Awful performance. And they had an awful performance in game three when the series was still up for grabs. Terrible. At home as well.
Let's go to Bob in Manhattan. Bob.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a longtime Yankee fan, and going back to 1950, so you can guess my age.
Hi, guys.
Okay. I'm old. But I love Harrison Bader, love his game, and I wanted to suggest that, you know, what if Cashman called Bader up now while he's hurt, maybe he gets a hometown deal and signs him for 5 or 6 years. I don't think they need him for 150 games a year. I think, you know, he can miss games. He's going to get hurt. But he's been healthy for 4 playoffs. I went back and looked at St. Louis. He had some at-bats when they were in the playoffs. And, you know, he's an impact player. They don't have anybody like him in their system. I'm not sure they're going to in the next couple of years. So it's a risk, but what do you think?
Well, it's a risk because, I mean, he's been unable to stay healthy. I mean, he doesn't have to play 150 games, but he kind of has to play 130. You know, you're kind of putting them in a hole. So he's already missed the first month of the season. Now he's going to miss another 2 weeks. So that's a lot of games. You're already taking almost 50 games off the schedule. So that would leave him at 110 if he plays every single game. I think the Yankees love him. I know they love him. And they'd like him here long term. But, I mean, Don, do you wait before you make that offer? Or do you, as the caller said, do you make the offer now and maybe it's a little cheaper because you're hurt?
Well, listen, it's the Yankees, right? They shouldn't worry about saving a few bucks. I think waiting's probably the prudent thing to do, right? You gave contract extensions to Severino, Hicks, and look how those things turned out injury-wise. Didn't you learn your lesson from that?
Well, if they really want to keep him no matter what, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then sign him now, whether he's hurt or not. They really like him. But the last two times you extended somebody,
right,
Severino and Hicks, and Hicks was playing for the Orioles today, and you're paying him $30 million to do that.
Right.
And while Severino, when he's healthy, is great, he hasn't been healthy a lot in that 5-year deal.
Well, isn't it better to overpay for a guy to keep him and have him be productive for you than the pay for a guy that's not on your team anymore? Like, those are the two sides of the negative. So which one is worse? To me, paying $30 million to a guy that's not even on your team anymore, you're paying for him to play for the Baltimore Orioles. Where right. If Bader's your center fielder and you're probably overpaid to keep him, I think I can live with that.
But he's got to be healthy.
Well, absolutely.
With Hicks was he couldn't stay healthy either once he signed the deal.
Right.
So when they got Harrison, he was in a walking boot because he had plantar fasciitis. Then he pulled the oblique muscle in spring training, so he missed the first month plus. And now he's been dominant for the Yankees. Ever since he came back, he put them into another level, and now he's hurt again with a hamstring injury. So, again, there's a lot to consider. Let's go to Liam in Brooklyn. Liam.
How you doing, guys? Hey, I just want to talk about Shohei Ohtani versus Aaron Judge as the MVP race. And here's my hot take for you, Michael. I think Judge had a historic season last year. I was at the Yankee game when he hit his 60th versus that great walk-off versus the Pirates. Mm-hmm. But I think it's absurd that he won the MVP in comparison to what Ohtani's doing.
But why was it absurd?
Absurd is strong.
War?
Well, I just think, this other thing, too, about this war, the wins over replacement, that, and I'm wondering if how applicable it can be when we're talking about these guys, and if it's a stat that kind of doesn't favor Ohtani as much as it does Judge playing on one.
It's just
one,
that Ohtani
didn't
play 157 games and doesn't play the field, so you're not going to get the defensive benefit of war, but he's a great pitcher, so you get that benefit. But when you add his war from pitching and hitting together, they don't beat Judge's war. And also, his team did make the playoffs, and Judge's won.
Yeah,
the
that's
East.
Your argument. That's where
now,
you lose the argument.
Now, if you want to say the best player, the most okay, then there's an argument. But for most valuable,
I'm not giving
there's no argument there.
Listen, I'm not giving him most valuable player to a guy that's 11 games under 500 when somebody goes out there and hits 62 home runs for a team that won 99 games in their division. So that's where where the argument's won.
One quick thing. Hicks played for the Orioles today, left the game with muscle cramps.
There you go.
Anyway, there you have it.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.